And welcome to Gasm of Thrones, episode season 04, episode 01.
Season 04.
Episode 01, yes.
Top of the season 04 to you.
Top of the season 04 to you as well, my friend.
Yeah, the boys are back in town, Gasm of Thrones.
The boys are... I like the boys. The boys who were there for two episodes last year are back in town.
That's right, and we're back.
It was two episodes of spectacular content, though. It's just like...
Great.
It's like a... The Jetsons, when the Jetsons was only around for like one season, but it's like, what? I've watched the Jetsons like when I was growing up like 1,000 times, never noticed.
Or like the PJs.
I have never seen that single episode of the PJs.
Neither has anyone else.
I just know it was like, it was the claymation thing. I've seen every episode of Greg the Bunny, but I have not seen a single episode of the PJs.
That's a deep reference there.
I just want to interject here. We were stupid idiots who did the entire episode for us to introduce ourselves.
Pretty dumb.
So this seemed like the nice. We were pretty dumb, so this seems like the best place to do it. I'm Ben.
And I'm Kurt.
And we are the host of Gasm of Thrones.
Yeah, the podcast you're already listening to for like 20 minutes.
Yeah, so we're going to go back to talk about Greg the Bunny. It's a pretty good – we talk about – I'm not going to lie. We talk about Greg the Bunny for the entire episode.
There's a retarded turtle in it.
Yeah.
His name is Tardy.
You're going to say that again, and like you know you're going to say that again like four
seconds,
right? In a second,
yeah, but it needs to be reiterated because it's the most brilliant bit of writing on television in – fuck you, Seth Green.
Before we recorded this, Kurt's like, hey, how much time do you think we're going to need to introduce ourselves? Kurt's like, I don't know, like 10 seconds. I'm like, I feel like we're going to need a little longer than that.
Sure enough.
Looks like I was right.
Sure enough.
All right, back to the show already in progress. I remember where I was when I first watched Greg the Bunny. I was in my grandma's basement, and I'm watching it. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Mm-hmm. Welcome to Greg the Bunny cast.
I thought it was going to be a kid's show. I was a child. I thought it was going to be a kid's show. It was not.
No, they had a retarded turtle on it they called Tardy. Because Fox is really sensitive.
That show wasn't great, but I have fond memories of it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes, welcome to our all Greg the Bunny cast.
It's going to be an hour and a half. We're going to go deep in the first episode of Greg the Bunny.
Our first and only guest will be Seth Green.
Yeah.
Because he was on that show.
And he's easy to get because he's not busy.
That's true. And he's like 3 feet tall.
Yeah. I might be taller than him.
He would be very easy to kidnap. Like if we were to make a list of people who would be really easy to kidnap, it'd be like Stephen Hawking.
Mm-hmm.
Like Seth Green.
Yeah.
Stephen Hawking would be less easy to kidnap because that chair has got to be heavy.
Vern Troyer.
Do you know I have a thing with Vern? I had an
thing for Vern Troyer
on Twitter once. I had an argument with him on Twitter once.
Why, he wouldn't show you his dick or what?
Yeah, well, he was very rude about it. I'm just saying, if a fan requests you see his midget dick and ask if it's full size, I think that's a pretty reasonable request.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I would
and he didn't
so.
Have to be so uppity. He didn't have to be so uppity about it, is all I'm saying.
No, but why was Vern Troyer mad at you?
Because I made a joke about Gary Coleman when Gary Coleman died. And I said that when I heard Gary Coleman died, I imagined Vern Troyer standing over him with a broadsword going, there can only be one.
That's pretty good. And he saw that.
And Vern was like, dude, not cool. Not cool, bro. Just like.
Then you said, oh, Vern Troyer, nobody cares what you think.
And I said, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Because I was like 15.
I'm 6 feet tall.
No, I was actually, I don't remember how old I was when I made that joke.
I hold dominion over all short people.
That's pretty much how it goes.
No, it's not.
If you've ever watched Game of Thrones, that's pretty much how it goes.
If
you, fucking sick.
You've never met
that's
me and Ben. I'm shorter. Yeah.
That is a very true. You would be the Arya to my Hound.
That's, yeah, kind of. Hey, if we have any fans of this show, could you draw that up for us?
Yeah, just draw us as like, yeah. Or like maybe draw me as Hodor and you as like Bran on my back.
Oh, that needs to be the cover art of our podcast.
Oh, you know what the problem is? Okay, so then we do a Star Wars podcast, and then it's just the same thing.
C-3PO and R2-D2.
No, it's you as Yoda and me as Luke from Dagobah. Just like, but it's the same picture. We just replace the bodies.
Yeah, you just draw them green for a second.
Or and then like if we want to do an Empire Strikes Back podcast, we're just like, okay, feeling crazy for a minute. We're just like, okay, now you're C-3PO, I'm Chewbacca because it makes sense.
Yeah, stay tuned for our Empire Strikes Back podcast coming at winter 1983.
It'll be coming right after we finish up with our Greg the Bunny cast
and our time machine.
Oh my god! Empire is a good movie. We should talk about Game of Thrones, though, because that's why we're here to talk
about
it.
It is. It's a good show.
If you're not familiar with this show, which you're probably not, because we did this twice last year, and that was a long time ago.
It was.
This is an offshoot of Braingasm, so it comes on the Braingasm feed. I'm obviously the host of the Braingasm
part
podcast.
Of the Braingasm family.
That's right. We're part of the Braingasm family. But this is our all Game of Thrones podcast. So it's devoted to us discussing Game of Thrones, which when you put the two of us together, which means it's like 48% Game of Thrones. Because we cannot control ourselves, and the tangent machine just rolls on this thing. It's one of the reasons I love this show. So we try to discuss nothing but Game of Thrones. We ultimately fail, but we do discuss quite a bit of it. Yeah. So here's how this is going to go down. We are going to recap the episode season 04, episode 01, which just happened on Sunday. We'll discuss it in non-spoiler terms. So you can feel safe listening to this if you've watched every episode up to that one. And then after that, we'll do a little tiny discussion because Kurt and I have both read all of the books, which is different from last time we recorded. Because last time we recorded, I only read the three of them.
Yeah, the first few.
And now I've read all of them. Yeah. So yeah.
Now I would say that your book knowledge is way more comprehensive than mine at the moment, simply for the fact that I read them 3 years ago.
Dude, my book knowledge is entirely composed of me reading the books and then immediately reading the recaps on a wiki of Ice and Fire.
That's a good way to go.
I don't think if that thing did not exist, I would not understand half of what happens in that book. Like, it's seriously, like, I go back to that thing after chapters I just read and I'm like, oh, that happened?
What was going on there? Oh.
Yeah, it's the strangest thing. Like, I don't dislike George R. R. Martin's writing style. I enjoy it. In certain small doses, which is impossible because those books are very lengthy.
They are.
The word opaque comes to mind when you're listening to it. Like, it's pretty good though. So that's what we're going to do. Are we going to do our segment, our recurring segment off the top?
Oh yeah, I guess. I was waiting for a theme song. I was going to try to find an audio cue for it, but
we don't have a theme song.
What the fuck is up with the books this week?
All right, so this is our recurring weekly segment, What the Fuck is Up with the Books This Week? And so, Kurt, has there been any news on the books this week?
Okay, so I'm currently looking at George R. R. Martin's blog where he updates progress, and nope, nothing.
Not a goddamn thing, unsurprising.
To be determined.
He has written how many things since the last book was out?
I don't know.
He's written an entire prequel series, two prequel series at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah. The dude is he's cranking out pages. He's not cranking out the right pages, though.
And that is what the fuck is up with the books this week.
I'm going to loop that. You have no idea.
Awesome.
It's the only part of the show where I actually didn't talk over you, and that's just because I'm like, I'm looping that.
Yeah.
All right. So let's get into the show.
Mm-hmm.
So let us start off. So when we last left our heroes, we'll do a little recap. We last left our heroes. Shit had gone down in a big bad way.
Yeah. People got stabbed.
Yeah, it's like basically any character who you liked is now dead. Several characters you didn't like, also dead. But you're not necessarily upset about that. And I love that this episode really does feel like that. We were talking about this a little bit off air. Was just like, I read the book, and I love the way that they do it in the book. But I love the way they do it in the show more because it makes so much more sense that that's the climax, and then they have a break, and then we come back.
Yeah, for sure.
Because this entire episode did feel like, okay, now what? Like, this episode could have been retitled, Now What?
Where do we go from here? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So we start off, what's the first scene? The first scene is the sword melting.
Yeah, yeah. Tywin's being a big old douchebag.
As opposed to
the only kind of douchebag, like we saw when he was hanging out with Arya last season. He was only kind of a douchebag then.
The thing that I love, though, about it is, like, Charles Dance, show Tywin and book Tywin, I have a hard time figuring out who's more evil. Because, like, that dude is just a giant bag of evil. Like, he is just – he's the kind of dude – he wouldn't even kick puppies. Like, he would kick puppies. Like, he would, like – this is what he would do. He would walk into a room and be like, that puppy is not even adorable enough. Find me the most adorable puppy in the entire realm. Just boot the shit out of window. He's an evil, sinister motherfucker.
Pretty evil in Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, too.
I have not seen Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. Isn't that
he's
a cross-dressing movie?
Yeah, and he is in drag.
And he's in drag?
He's in drag.
Oh my god, how is there not a meme of that?
There is. There's a GIF somewhere of him dancing about in that film.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, dude.
So this might have been something that, and they did hint at it, but it might have been something you might not have gotten if you just read the book or just watched the show. Mm-hmm. That was Ned Stark's sword.
Yeah, the one he got his head cut off with.
Yeah, that was Ned Stark's actual sword. So they made a big deal about this whole Valyrian steel thing, and that's way more in-depth in the book. Like, they go into this a lot in the book.
Not a lot of it around, basically.
No, there's none of it. Like, yeah. This is like the – yeah, this is like the Mexican Coke of this world. Like, you find it, you hold on to it kind of thing. Like,
you mean Coca-Cola.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, yeah. Coca-Cola. Have you never had Mexican Coca-Cola before?
I have, yeah. No, there's a Mexican restaurant in town that serves it. It's quite nice.
It's amazing. It's like they used real sugar. Yeah. It's the greatest thing in the entire world.
Yeah.
That's like we're celebrating using sugar as opposed to chemicals I can't pronounce.
That's the world we live in.
I was actually eating something. Again, tangents. I was actually eating something the other day. It said it was like chocolate. It was like something. It was like some kind of candy, and it was like something invert. And I'm like, what the hell is invert?
A skateboard move. Tony Hawk, like, Pro Skater.
I just imagine someone in a lab like mixing dark matter and chocolate together to be like,
I will call it invert.
We will call it invert.
Yeah.
So yeah, so he's making the sword. So he's melting down Ned Stark's big sword to make two swords, which every guy has had a fantasy about at some point.
Totally.
You know, I got a pretty big sword, but I'd love if I had two swords. So yeah, pretty good scene. I enjoyed it as well. It was a good way to kick off the show. Again, if it's one of those things like you just watch the show, like, oh yeah, this is what I'm in for.
Yeah.
So we come back, and it's the next scene. So the next one is the Tywin Jamie.
Yeah.
Tywin and okay. So is there a single person in this dude's family that he doesn't hate?
Not really. He has like a mild disdain for his daughter.
His daughter is the one he seems to like the most, yeah, and even then he's quite. Just like, I hate you so much.
Nobody likes Cersei.
It's so weird seeing him interact with Jaime, because the thing is, Jaime is the good kid. Like, Jaime is the good son.
Yeah, he's the good son who pushed a fucking baby out a window.
Well, in Tywin's mind, again, we're talking about a man here who, like, we're talking about a man whose idea of a fun time is sacking a village and, like, just watching it burn.
That's true, I suppose. Putting it to the sword.
I just love in this world, like, they are so – they're such dicks about any kind of physical imperfection,
mm-hmm.
which is just so – it's such a fascinating – they're so mean to Tyrion, and, like, the dude loses his hand. And we'll come back to the event in the Cersei scene, but I love how everyone acts like it's his fault.
Yeah.
Like, they blame him for it so hard.
Like, it was
they're
a fucking
like,
set of keys. Like, he lost it.
Yeah,
how did
it's like he's like
your hand, idiot.
Oh, you dick. Oh, you were reckless with your fucking hand. Like,
shouldn't let that guy pin you down and chop it off.
Yeah, it's like, how dare you not have a hand, you son of a bitch.
A wiener.
Yeah. So this is so we got the idea of like the idea. Cause, like, I love when Jaime comes back. Is would you think? I think Jaime might have been better off before he came back.
Oh yeah, he was a lot happier out in the woods with his giant girlfriend.
With his giant woman, who is actually really spectacular in this episode.
Oh, she's
as well.
Great, always.
I love any scene, though, with Tywin, whenever we can see Tywin unload cruelty.
Yeah.
I just love watching. There's nothing that man does better than just unload cruelty.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, oh, my God, I can't even imagine what Christmas must be like in that family. Just, like.
Yeah, sitting around the tree. Everybody gets coal, and whoever doesn't get coal gets dog shit. That's it.
Oh, so good.
It's your fault.
It's your goddamn fault.
That's why you have this.
Yeah, that was a spectacular scene. I love Tywin, and I love Tywin a lot.
Yeah. You gotta love Jaime for not bending to this stupid fucker and going to live in Casterly Rock.
Let's discuss this. This is something I actually want to talk to you about, because
yeah.
I'm interested in finding out about this. What do you think about Jaime as a character? Because I've always loved Jaime. I think my two favorite characters in this entire book series are Jaime Lannister and Tyrion and Theon Greyjoy.
Theon, really?
I love those characters. I just think those two characters are fascinating. Like this idea of like, because Theon is really fascinating in the second book.
Mm-hmm.
Just that whole rise and fall thing for him.
Yeah.
And like that's for me when I'm like, okay. With Jaime, it's kind of the same way, where like the minute he gets captured, because he's such a cock before then,
mm-hmm.
But like, the minute he gets captured, he just turns into like this completely different character. And you got to love a dude who's just like, and he can turn you around from pushing a child out a window.
Yeah.
And make you like him.
Yeah, and you're still kind of rooting for him.
Like, yeah, that's the power of a good, and that's what I love about this show is it makes you root for the people who you just don't think you should.
Yeah. Well, see, my always like opinion of the characters came from when I was reading the books, at least, like how much I enjoyed reading them. Like, basically, I would rate characters by interesting chapters rather than, like, individual action. Because, really, everybody in their own way in this show is gigantic piece of shit.
Of course, except Sansa.
Not even. Sansa's kind of a bitch a lot of the times. And
yeah, she's kind of a bitch.
But not nice to most people. She's an elitist cunt bag. Like, there's a lot of shit. But Sansa chapters are always preferable to me over Daenerys chapters. Because
Nothing
fucking happens in Daenerys
chapters. Yeah.
Nothing ever fucking happens. Like, I'll get into that when we get to that scene. But
we'll get to that.
In season 4, episode 1 of Game of Thrones, every time the camera is on Daenerys Targaryen, nothing is happening. Nothing is going on.
And yet it's ironic because those are probably the most expensive shots of the show because of the dragons.
The CG and all that garbage, but I don't even fucking care, man. I wish they were Muppets. At least then it'd be interesting.
That would be actually the
pretty movie. Just like three dragon Muppets who talk to her.
If they're just like Dudley the Dragon.
Yeah. That'd be sick. Jeez. Spend the money on costumes or something. I don't give a fuck about these dragons and I don't give a fuck about this blonde lady.
Oh, yeah. No. I like Daenerys only because I like Daenerys just because of the characters around her. I think like those are great. But yeah, the problem with her is that she doesn't have a lot to do, so and she just ends up becoming screechy and annoying. Like she just is like, my dragons. Like that's
you can't say no to me. I'm fucking Titty McDragons.
Titty McDragons.
Get off my back. But yeah, like you're saying about Theon. Theon became interesting because in like towards the first book, he went down and emerged as a superhero called Captain Daddy Issues.
Yeah.
Captain Daddy Issues came front and center, and then that's when all that Winterfell shit happened. And he got captured, and he got his chungus chopped off.
Yeah, I love Theon. The thing I love about Theon is I'm fascinated by characters who do a really bad idea, and they're totally aware of it the whole time. Like they're aware. Like this is a really stupid
this is
idea.
Dirty dumb.
Guys. Why am I doing this? This is the dumbest thing I've ever knocked on the back of the head. Like, and you know, but he just committed to it. And that scene where he gets knocked on the back of the head is probably one of the funniest scenes in the show. Just like the way that he does the whole speech and then just bam right in the back of the head. Is there ever a big speech that's given that doesn't end in a belly laugh on the show? Because I remember the other one was like was with Tyrion and he's telling that big speech and then ends with my favorite line ever, which is, "Those are brave men out there. Let's go kill him."
Yeah, that was fantastic.
That's a great line. It was just expertly delivered, too. Speaking of Tyrion, the next scene involves Tyrion and Bronn and Podrick. Podrick of the House Big Dick. House Magic Dick. We never found out if it was big. We just found out it was magic.
Yeah.
With his magic wiener. His Valyrian wiener.
Valyrian wiener. Not a lot of Valyrian wieners around.
No, there's very few Valyrian wieners. So what do you think of this scene where Tyrion is basically kind of playing the reluctant diplomat?
I'm kind of disappointed because I don't know how many Dornishmen it takes to fuck a goat. Like Bronn started that joke and he kind of left me hanging there.
Is Bronn like the MVP of what? I love that. Like that character wasn't that big. He was big in the books, but he wasn't as big as he is in the show.
No, definitely not. But yeah, that's a choice I'm super happy with. That guy's hilarious.
And especially in the next scene, he's a great physical actor to have that scene. And then the next scene where they're talking to the Prince of Dorne and they're just like, and you see like, let's get some more women. And Tyrion's like shaking his head and Bronn's like, yes, we should.
Yeah,
and Bronn
totally.
Just got like that. The best, like just such perfect timing on that. That was just so perfect. This was kind of a weird throwaway scene. I'm not really sure. I get the idea that like they wanted to show that like that Prince Oberyn is like not kind of the normal guy, and like Tyrion doesn't really. I mean, if you were to cut this scene though, I feel like you wouldn't even notice it.
Yeah.
If you just had like Tyrion go, guess what? Oh, I'm off to meet the guy. Oh, he's been here for about a week, dumbass. Just like I feel like you could have gotten away with that.
Just that. Yeah,
totally. That could have been better. I did enjoy it, but like if you look back on the episode and you had to have one scene where like, okay, we need to cut this. Like that would have been the one.
Yeah, totally. That could have gone. It was great.
But we did I feel like this episode was entirely devoted, which is weird because I feel like it was devoted to showing us every character, but they didn't show us a whole bunch of them.
We got a little bit of almost everybody.
We didn't get any Bran.
No.
Which was I'm happy for.
Which is also very like the books because
yeah.
He never fucking does anything.
No, he does eventually. We'll get into that.
Not yet.
In the spoiler action section. We didn't get any Bran. We didn't get any Theon, thankfully.
No Stannis.
Because that Theon shit. After he lost his wiener, I guess they've kind of like, okay, let's put this character on ice. I'm trying to think who else we didn't get. We didn't get any Stannis, which is interesting.
Yeah.
And yeah, so all the characters. I love it. It's like the show is so huge that it's like when you say we didn't get any Stannis, which means we also didn't get any Melisandre. We also didn't get any
Davos.
We didn't get any. Like, there's so many. Like, every one of these characters has got like 15 other characters surrounding
them.
Yeah,
who are also very interesting.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't really have much to say about this welcome party scene. I thought it was funny. You know, how many Dornishmen does it take to fuck a goat?
Mm-hmm.
I do want to know the answer to that.
probably I agree one, with you. I would imagine.
I think maybe, yeah.
Goat?
I don't, it depends. Like, is it, you know, like, is the goat already dead, like the one that was delivered in the next scene? How fucking good am I at the segues tonight? Jesus, look at me. Look at me go.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so let's get to this. So you did not enjoy
well,
this.
Well, it's just basically the title of this next scene is, oh, look, it's fucking nothing. Like.
Well, I would say the title of this scene is, oh, look, it's fucking CGI.
Yeah, I guess. But yeah, come in, boom, there's a pretty blonde lady. Come in, boom, there's some dragons.
Yeah.
Then I went to pee.
If you remember, I was very unhappy with the way they ended last season with her.
Which was, the Misa thing?
The Misa thing, yeah. With the friggin'.
Misa Jar Jar Binks.
When it turned into Burning Man all of a sudden?
It did, yeah.
Yeah, I just, it's one of those things. I like Daenerys, I do. And there's a lady who I'm seeing right now who's going to punch me in the face because I'm talking ill of her favorite character. She doesn't have a lot to do. She really doesn't. Yeah, and the sad thing is, though, because like they had to introduce the new sexy gym. Like they had to do that, and that was a good scene. I am interested, actually, about that. Because, they recast a character, which is weird to do in this show especially because there are so many fucking characters. Mm-hmm. Do you think that most people who watch the show realize that's the same guy, or do you think they think it's just a new character?
I honestly think, like, well, yeah, they didn't say it by name, did it?
They did. No, they made it very, very clear
Dario
to
Naharis.
Say Dario Naharis, like, 40 times,
yeah.
Which is, and I know they were, but, like, most people, if you say, most people who watch the show, sadly, if you say Dario Naharis, they're like, they don't have, it's like, there's so many names on the show, it's just like, like, I know people who are way into the show who couldn't tell me any of the characters' names.
Yeah. That's definitely true, but
I feel like for the vast majority of watchers, they just think it's a new character.
Yeah, they might, and it wouldn't matter because, like, I mean, how much did Dario do last fucking season?
Oh, he lopped off a couple dudes' heads,
and he saw Khaleesi naked in the bathtub.
Yeah, he posed like a California surfer dude.
It's pretty rad.
Which is he posed like either a California surfer dude or a rejected professional wrestler?
Kind of, yeah.
I love the. I want to say so. I really do. I think the new actor is much better.
Mm-hmm.
In one scene, he already had way more charisma, which that character needs because that character is just sexual. Like, he's basically a sexual scoundrel. That's what his entire existence is. He's the Han Solo of this, the charming, lovable rogue.
Yeah, but like in the books, Dario Naharis is a boring douchebag. So have to make that not the case, or every scene coming up with Daenerys is going to be pure suffering.
Yeah.
And one thing I found interesting. Oh, sorry, you can go ahead.
No, absolutely.
Okay, well, one thing I found interesting was they changed the actor for Dario or whatever, and they changed to another guy, but it still doesn't look anything like the way it was described in the books.
You just want the purple beard.
I do.
That's all you want.
I want the purple beard and all like the flair and livery on his clothes.
They could make a reference to it. They could make an easy reference, but what do you think? My beard is purple or something? Yeah. Like,
or oh, you mean like an X-Men?
Yeah.
What would you rather? Yellow spandex?
Yeah. Something like, I mean, I don't think they should do that. I think that would be dumb, but I think that.
Blue beard. That'd be rad.
Yeah, because the whole thing with Tara, the way they describe him in the show is in the books, is he's fucking ridiculous looking. Like, he looks like
a peacock.
He does, yeah. And he's supposed to dress like that. And that's the whole thing. Like, he doesn't blend. He doesn't look at all like a soldier. He just looks like this crazy, like.
He looks like one of those Reddit pickup artists.
He looks like what Tim Burton would describe as, like, a guy he saw once. Like,
yeah. Maybe.
Yeah, and so I do like the character a lot better.
Yeah, he's peacocking, he's gonna fucking start negging Daenerys and like give her some stupid marbles to hang on to.
Yeah,
it'll be great. She'll sleep with him for sure.
Yeah, we'll see. That chick, honestly, she's got a worse taste than men.
Mm.
She does, if you think about it. Like, got a dude who like raped the shit out of her the first time they ever met, and she's like, I like him. This is the worst show for women too, because there's all these women who are just like, "This is a bad boy, but I can change him." It's just like, no, you can't. All of a sudden, this show comes on. This is a bad boy. I can change him, and she totally did.
There's a lot of cool chicks in Game of Thrones.
So now all these girls are gonna think, "I can change mine too." No, you can't.
I hope not. Don't. I hope the viewership of the show is a lot brighter than that.
I do too. I think they are, but you never know.
But yeah, like Cersei. Cersei don't need no man.
Cersei needs something. I don't know what she needs.
But brain medicine.
She needs something. She's interesting. She gets more interesting as the show goes on, or as the book goes on too.
Yeah.
So where were we? We were at So just not that interested in like the Daenerys stuff, like
BG dragons and boring bullshit.
Yeah, and it's sad because it could be there's not. I get why they need to show her, because she's a major character in the show. And like, if you didn't show her and you didn't show the dragons, people would be pissed. But,
and there was that whole bit where the dragon didn't listen to her and snapped at her.
Yeah, and that's setting
that's
up.
That's kind of important.
That's an important thing. But like,
So boring.
But I felt that scene felt more to me like, hey, we need to check in with Daenerys because she's a popular character.
Where's Poochie?
That's the where's Poochie of this episode. So then we go into Sansa, so we can just skip that bullshit. You love Sansa.
I do.
We differ on this. You love her more than I
do. She's great. And plus, later on, she gets a lot more interesting, and she probably gets fucked over hardest of anybody in Westeros. Well, besides
She's the Job of this world. Every time, she is literally, God has decided that he just doesn't like her anymore.
She feasts on diarrhea salad every day.
If you were to track her life from the beginning of this show, like, could you think about her life? Because this hasn't been all that long, if you think about it. Like a year ago in her life, she was just this little princess in her little world. Like, oh, look, I'm thinking about boys. And like, it's like a handsome man comes in. It's like everything in her life is now the worst.
Yeah. It's like, oh, I'm going to marry me a prince. Going to have a real good time. Like, no, now you get to marry this midget who you hate, even though he's the only person in the world who's nice to you ever.
That is exactly why I dislike her. That's where my dislike comes from, is because she's such a dick to Tyrion.
She's fucking 16-year-old girl. 16-year-old girl don't want to fucking date a scarred-up midget. I mean, yeah, she's fucking shallow, but that's it. Like,
I do. I understand that. But I understand her not being like, I don't want to have sex with you or we're not in love, but she doesn't have to be such a bitch to him. That's what I'm saying. Just like, she can be nice to him about it. Like,
But they're like in the book, and I think in the show last season, at least, there are scenes where they do enjoy each other's company.
Yeah.
Like where they just hang out and talk. And those are some of my favorite scenes because like, it's like finally somebody is like just making her life less miserable for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And
so she's decided lemon cakes are no bueno no more.
No, she doesn't want them. Not right now, at least. No lemon cakes.
Which is sad because that's like 50% of what she does in the books.
That's most of her character, is that she enjoys lemon cakes.
I still don't know what a lemon – I think I've had a lemon cake before. I think it was pretty good.
Sounds like a tart to me.
It does. It sounds like something you'd make at like you'd have it. It'd be like sweet, not sour. You know what I mean? Like it's just a little sweet, tiny hint of sour.
Lemon meringue pie.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I mean, that would be good. So there's that. So did we talk about Oberyn yet? Did he come in?
No, we didn't talk about Oberyn yet.
Okay, so we got to talk about Oberyn. I love this character.
Yeah.
I absolutely adore this character in the book, and I absolutely adore what they're doing with him on the show. He's one of my favorite characters in the book.
Did you know he was bi?
Yeah, in the book.
Did they say that in the book? Because like I was talking about.
They did, yeah. They was strongly implied.
Oh, okay.
It was. Well, they said that they never came out and said it. They were just like, oh my God. That was my favorite scene, too. Because what I imagine, they were like, that was just D.B. Weiss just trolling bitches. Like, that was just him, like, just trolling all these Game of Thrones fanboys who were just like, oh yeah, about to see some titties. Just
he saw a whole ton of titties.
Yeah, and they're just like, you could tell there was a bunch of dudes who were like, oh, getting ready, here we go.
I don't know if anybody's jacking off to Game of Thrones, but they shouldn't
be. And then, I'm not saying jacking off, you put that in my head.
There's so much porn, why you gotta jack off to Game of Thrones?
And then, like, just when they're like, oh, it's about to get real, it's just, like, gay. It's just, like, dude sex. Yep. Like,
grab that guy's jock. Right?
Grab that guy's junk. Like, right, yeah, I just... It was never outright, I don't think it was ever outright said in the book that he was bi, but it was very strongly hinted at that he's just like, you know, he's like Captain Jack in Doctor Who. He just fucks anything.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Is that like I don't remember them specifically saying that, but it didn't really fucking surprise me because like from what I know about Dorne, it's just they all really just like to fuck stuff. They don't really have too much of a preference one way or the other.
Is this our first instance of seeing Dornish people on the show?
I think do it think is, so. Right? Yeah, because we haven't heard much of that accent.
It's interesting because, like, it's weird when you think about it, like, trying – because they're starting to do this where they're putting in with the different places. They're starting to put in different kinds of people. Mm-hmm. And they're almost racializing it, which was never really talked about. It was kind of hinted at in the book, but it was never done.
I kind of knew that the Dornish were, like, Spanish.
Were Spanish, yeah. And that's interesting. It was, like, Spanish, like, swarthy kind of Spanish style. Because I always pictured them more Middle Eastern.
Oh, yeah?
When I read in the book, but it makes a lot more sense when you think about it, like that they're Spanish-ish.
I kind of thought like Spanish South American for those guys.
Yeah, and it's interesting that they did that. I love that character. I love the introduction of him. I think it was really just fascinating. It's really great. I just love the way that he just so subtly changes the conversation with Tyrion from "we're having a good time" to "I'm going to kill everyone in your family and you."
I'm mad at you for something somebody related to you did.
Not even someone related to you. It's like someone who worked for someone.
Oh yeah, that's right, man.
It wasn't. It was the mountain.
Tertiary anger.
It was. Yeah. It's like. And, but I mean, so they give that. That's more hinted at in the book. It was like the backstory. They go into a lot more detail on what happened. Mm-hmm. Basically, if you need some background knowledge, what happened was because Dorne is huge. Like it's a huge place
and independent.
It's not in Westeros. It's like, you know, like where it's separate from Westeros. It's separate from where Daenerys is. It's like a third place.
Yeah.
So they have their own kings, their own everything. Like it's like England and France kind of thing. It's not a part of Westeros. So what happened? Yeah. So that the whole thing where he's talking about like them conquest, that's a conquest. That's not like a rebellion. That's a, we're coming to take your shit. Like that's two kingdoms fighting over it.
Yeah. For sure.
And yeah, so the whole thing was that some really messed up stuff happened with his family, and he's always held a grudge about it. Mm-hmm. I did like the way that they introduced him being an incredibly good warrior.
Yeah.
Would have liked to see some spear stuff. All I'm saying, he's the only character. One of the things I loved about him was his love of the spear.
He does like a spear.
And that's a huge thing in his backstory is that he's kind of renowned for his spear, but he's also kind of infamous. Because he killed a dude, and there's a lot of speculation that he killed a dude with a poison. One of the things he's famous for is that he killed a guy with a poison blade.
Yeah.
So they speculate. So it's always kind of been held over his head in the same way that Jaime killing the king has always been held over his head.
Mm-hmm. Not the manliest way to fight is to poison a guy.
Exactly. But that's such a beautiful thing about that character is it's like he doesn't care.
No, he doesn't give a
that's
fuck.
The thing. Like, he's like, I'm in this to win this. I don't give a shit about your honor. Like it's like, and I love that they did on the scene where it's like when he just straight up stabs the dude's hand, and he's just like, and just it's as if it's nothing, and he's just like, long sword was a bad choice.
Yeah, in close combat, like, you better go get a doctor before I pull this out, or this guy's finished.
Yeah, he's like in close combat. Guess what? You're not going to pull your sword, man. You just want a little dagger you can stab really quickly. Like, and it's so and it's just it's a great scene. That character is obviously going to become very, very important as the show goes on. And I'm very much looking for, I think they cast a great actor too. I think he really kind of conveyed the sense of like, I love this about Oberyn. It's like, he's such a badass.
It's smooth. And badass.
He's such a bitch at the same time. Like he's such a badass, but he's completely focused on one thing.
Yeah.
Almost too much. Like it's like, that's the whole thing with him is like, he can't get over. And I understand it's a terrible thing, but like, it's like he can literally take out anyone in the entire world. The only thing he can't get rid of is his own feelings.
Yeah, for sure.
Which sounds like the worst movie I've ever pitched. Like right now, that's like a Nicholas Sparks novel starring
Oberyn
the Red
and his
Viper.
Feelings.
Oh my god, yeah. So good. All right, what's next? We had the return of Jon Snow to the North.
Yep.
So that was interesting.
It's put on trial right away.
Put on trial right away. Things like just
always go great for him.
Yeah, that dude. And I love the way that he just like he's entering. Like, I wish he had. If I had been his lawyer, I'd be like, shut the fuck up. He's just like,
stop,
he's like, what did you do?
Everything.
He's like, what'd you do? You know, I went up there. He's like, so you killed Hat Corn Half End. Yup. It's like, uh huh. And you rode with the wildlings. I did. It's like, anything else? Well, I also fucked a wildling girl. Why are you admitting to this?
Nobody
like,
would have ever found out.
What?
Nobody cares. Like, yeah. And I love they even say that too. They're just like, look, if we were to cut off the head of every man of the Night's Watch who've disobeyed his vows, they'd be like, what was he saying?
The wall
like,
would be made by headless men.
Which is, oh, it's such a great line.
Yeah, for sure.
Maester Aemon is such a great character, and I love him so much because he's the oldest dude in the world. He stopped giving fucks like 40 years ago.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. He stopped giving fucks when Aerys Targaryen was still in power.
Yeah, and I don't, that might be a spoiler, but I don't want to. Yeah, we'll say it. Is that a spoiler?
What?
Did they get into his backstory?
Yeah, that like, was in the first season, man.
That was okay. That
he's
was
Aegon
in the first
Targaryen.
Season.
He said that.
Okay, good. I'm glad that because yeah, I always thought that was kind of a twist. Was like the idea that he's like actually like no like royalty.
He is.
He's like old school royalty. Like he's like Daenerys's uncle.
I think so.
Great
I'm
uncle.
Not sure. I'd have
maybe?
To look at a fucking family tree. Fucking show. It's I think complicated. He's,
yeah, especially with the Targaryens because they're a lot of circular breeding going on there.
Yeah, a stand-up comic of mine, he would say their family tree is a wreath. Yeah, comic buddy.
Who's that?
Oh, Sean Burton, guy from Newfoundland.
I don't know.
No, you wouldn't. Nice guy.
Well, he's yeah, I love the scene. I love Jon Snow. I love how fast word has traveled about Robb's death because that wasn't the way it was in the book. It took a long time for people to find out about this. Like,
yeah. That was.
And in the show, they're just going ahead with it. Like everybody knows. Like everybody's found out about it instantly. Like Sansa knows. I think Arya knows because she was there.
Yeah, she saw that shit. Kind of.
Yeah, I like the idea that I like the speech he gave when he's talking about his brother and just the idea of him being jealous of him, but like always so loving him. And then Sam just kind
I
of
wanted
like,
to hate him.
I wanted to hate you too.
I wanted to hate you too, sir.
You're better at everything than me, except reading.
Except reading. Yeah. Like, he just throws
it'd
it
out. It'd be amazing
there.
If Jon Snow didn't know how to read. He's just a blithering idiot all the time. Like, he's like gorgeous dude, good with a sword, but like functionally retarded.
You put a book in front of his face, he just starts screaming.
Smacks it away.
I don't know what he says. Plot.
Witchcraft.
My yeah. face. It's funny you were talking about like the racializing and the different places in Westeros. I find that the wildlings kind of sound like the people where I'm from. They kind of sound like newfies.
Yeah, well, they're supposed to be like Irish,
yeah,
aren't they?
Yeah, yeah, but it's kind of a bastardized Irish, which is kind of their accent as well.
Yeah, it's funny. And like, yeah, so the wildlings, we transition to that unless you have anything more to say about the Jon Snow thing.
Nah, fucking. Not really.
Those guys are fucked, right? They're so fucked. Like, you see them shooting arrows, and you're just like, you're fucked. You're so fucked. And I love that they still don't believe him. They just, like, of all this shit, like, he comes back, and he's just like, here's exactly what I did. Here's all my crimes, but guess what I'm going to lie about? This thing. Like, the only thing that could possibly save my life, I'm going to lie about.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
Like these guys are idiots. Like, and they're just like they're not like, no, he's clearly lying. They're not actually 100,000 men. Like, what would he have to gain by lying about that? Would he be like, oh, they're 100,000 men? Oh no, there's only 300. Whackity smackity. Like,
yeah, that's good old fucking Janice Slint for you. He's taking over at the wall there now. He's like a toilet with a mouth. I hate that guy.
Oh, dude, that line when he's like, I was commander of the Kingsguard. The Kingsguard's like, and you're here now, so he must not have been very good at it. Yeah. It's like, that's such a great
under the
line.
Righteous King Joffrey.
Oh, dude, how badly do you have to fuck up?
Like, and speaking of Joffrey, there was a scene with Jaime and Joffrey.
Yeah, that was interesting, too. Good. I love the way that Joffrey has he's just rewriting his own history in his own brain. I love to watch this character work.
I won the war.
Do you think he believes that, or do you think he's just gotten so used to? Is he Roger Clemensing at this point? Where like, you know, I'm convinced Roger Clemens has lied about doing steroids so many times he literally doesn't believe.
He doesn't think he's
anymore.
Done it. Yeah,
he's like, he's lied about it so much. He's like, I must not have done it. Why would I have lied about it for all these years?
Well, like a couple seasons ago, Cersei told him, like, the truth is basically what you make it. So he's just, you know, reinforcing the idea that he's a fucking righteous king and a great guy and fucking save the realm from the invading forces and all that.
When in reality, he was cowering a little bit.
Yeah, he was crying in a room with all the women. Cena.
Which is really where you want to be if your world's about to end.
Dum-dum. Oh, yeah. But you want to fucking hang out in the rape chamber. Watch a bunch of chicks kill themselves before it all goes to shit.
Don't even joke about there being a rape chamber in Joffrey's King's Landing. I totally believe
it. Oh, yeah, like, you know there is. Fuck.
You just walk past that door. What's that? That's the rapatorium.
I'm still not over that scene they put in with the crossbow last season. I didn't enjoy that at all.
No, I didn't enjoy that either. It was too on the nose. Ugh. We don't need to. That scene to me is like, we get it. He's evil. We've determined that already. Yeah. Like, you don't have to convince us of his evilness.
You don't need to make
now.
Up new evil things for.
I feel like the braver thing to do on the show would be trying to humanize him now. Like, to try and be like, show scenes of him being not an asshole.
Good fucking luck.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, if they did a scene where it's like you showed him having some kind of humanity, like, if they kind of tried to do that with him being afraid and like crying like a little bitch. Mm-hmm.
But that just makes
but, like,
you
they did
more.
That. Yeah, it just makes you hate him more because it's like, dude, you're walking around peacocking all day about how great of a king you are, and when push comes to shove, you can't do anything.
No.
Just the way that he's just flippantly like, and like, you just know Jamie's just sitting there like, you are in my balls, you little dick. Like,
I'm your father, but don't tell anybody that we're all going to be murdered.
He's just like, yeah. And you know Jamie is just sitting there like, I could tell. I was like, because you know Jamie doesn't care anymore. He's just like, I could kill all of us, right? I could bring this whole thing down. You have no idea.
For sure. Yeah.
This is the loose change of Westeros. Yeah. Like,
Game of Thrones, man. Fucking bringing you controversial opinions like Joffrey is a dick.
Yeah. It's very awful.
We're shattering the glass here.
We're breaking ground here. Like, we're bringing everything in. We're telling you what you need.
Yeah, other Game of Thrones podcasts aren't going to tell you things like this. Like, Joffrey is not our favorite character.
Oh, dude, I love Joffrey.
Yeah, he's
Jackie Gleason is so good. Like, he's so good at conveying the shittiness of that character. Just like, he just embodies that smug shittiness.
Jackie Gleason, the guy from The Honeymooners.
This kid's name is Jack Gleason.
Oh, well, yeah.
You didn't know that?
No, but what's the guy from The Honeymooners?
Jackie Gleason.
Oh, they're both
the same name.
I thought one was different. Nope.
One's Jack, one's Jackie, but Jack's the kid.
Jackie, not just
calls a kid Jack.
Fucking, that'd be funny if a fat dancing man was King Joffrey.
Well, he would hit him, bam, straight to the moon. That's all I'm saying.
For Ned would have went.
Ned would have gone straight to the moon with a crossbow in his boob.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that scene with Joffrey was pretty great. Just the way he's flipping through, just like, and he's flipping through the book, and just like, oh yeah, that's right. This is your legacy right here.
Nothing.
And it's great because it works on multiple levels too. Because really, what he's saying is, this is your legacy, and he's like, he is Jaime's legacy.
Yeah, kind of.
This is what I have unleashed on the world.
It's true. But yeah, that was kind of cool because that was a scene from the book that I remember. It was Jaime chilling out in that room reading the book about the other Kingsguard. And, you know, you can't just film a dude reading a book, so they had to put that scene in there, which I thought was pretty neat.
Unless it's Sam, because as we figured out, he's a wizard at reading. Like,
yeah.
If you watch Sam read, it's like the most amazing thing.
Super good at it.
You just, like, watch him, he's flipping the pages, like, he's flipping those pages so fast, just like, how's he doing that?
You ever see one of those speed readers they used to have on TV in the 90s?
I have not seen that.
On Oprah. It's just a dude who fucking, like, runs his finger over a page super duper fast.
Why, like...
I never believed that they were taking in any information. I thought
they must have tested. They must do it because they have to test them, right?
I guess maybe they could have read the book beforehand.
I guess, yeah.
Scam artists, speed readers are scam artists.
What was the guy the guy who did the thing where he lied about fucking being a drug addict on Oprah?
Oh, the Million Little Pieces guy.
Million Little Pieces gets the same thing. Like, everybody on Oprah turns out to be a fraud.
Yeah, Dr. Phil.
Tom Cruise is jumping on an ottoman, not a couch, the whole time.
Well, Dr. Phil was a giant fraud.
Don't insult Dr. Phil in front of me.
What?
He doesn't
have a doctorate.
How has that worked out for you? Insulting Dr. Phil. I'm telling you, Dr. Phil is the greatest man who ever lived.
You cheated on your wife, you stupid son of a bitch.
What, I did not cheat on my wife.
Why are you going to give marriage advice?
I did not cheat on my
wife. Finger banging 20-year-olds.
Dr. Phil finger banging 20-year-olds is now the new name of this podcast. Yeah.
Well, this is our new podcast. Kurt argues with Dr. Phil
via Ben.
That's right.
All right, so let's go north of the wall. So
Ben,
I had never seen someone actually fletch before. It had never occurred to me how the feathers got that shape.
Oh yeah,
it had never occurred to me. I was just like, when she's cutting them, I'm like, oh my god, that makes so much sense.
That's how they do it.
That's how they do it. And like, it just, I never occurred to me before. I'm watching this going, motherfucker.
Well, now I can finally make my own arrows.
That's all that's been holding me back.
That's right.
Tormund Giantsbane is a great character. Mm-hmm. I love Tormund Giantsbane.
He doesn't mention his huge dick nearly enough. In the books, that's all he could find to talk about.
The thing with Tormund Giantsbane that I love about him is that he's the most lovable dude ever. Like, he is literally the dude you want to get drunk with every day.
Absolutely.
He's such a great character. And I love the way that he's like with the Grey when he just sizes her up. He's like, uh-huh. I've seen you, like, what did he say? Like, I've seen you hit a rabbit's eye from 200 yards away.
Yeah. If he's not dead, you let him go.
He's not dead, you let him go. Which is like, who the fuck cares, really, honestly? Like, you got an injured, like, that's what the whole thing.
Well, they should have killed him, because then he went and he told everybody about the 100,000 people marching on the wall. But luckily, they didn't give a fuck.
Yeah, because they were much more interested in hearing about him getting laid.
Yeah. You got some puss? Get out of this. Get out of the organization. You don't belong here.
It's like, wait, you killed one of us.
Yeah.
You abandoned us. You led them to us, basically. Mm-hmm. Wait, you got laid? Fuck you.
Jon Snow, Oathbreaker, and Puss Getter. You are banished to the other wall.
You know what it is? It's like, it's basically like when you're nerdy friends when you're younger and one of you gets a girlfriend and you're just like, fuck that guy.
Yeah,
like,
he sold out. What a...
And you're just like bros before hoes, dickhead. But really, you're just, damn it, why isn't it me?
Yeah. Want to get my fingers wet.
So, who doesn't hate Thens? Like,
most people don't hate them.
Most people hate Thens. Yeah. I think that's pretty uncommon. I think if we're going to go for controversial statements as far as like Joffrey being a hated person, mm-hmm. I think we're going to go with cannibals.
Yeah,
that was weird. I don't know. They spent a lot of time on
that. I don't think that the Thens are indeed cannibals in the books.
I don't think they are. Either. I don't think it's ever shown.
I don't think it's ever implied. The Skagosi are cannibals.
The giants eat people too, but they're because they're not people.
Do they? One doesn't eat people.
One doesn't eat.
Never mind.
One one's fucking G.
One's also a G. Not a character yet.
Shut up.
Don't tell anyone.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Don't tell anybody about
them. I won't tell anybody if you don't tell anybody.
About one.
We're not going to edit this out. Nope. That's the funniest part about it. We're just going to let it go up, and then we're just going to sit here apologizing
for
it.
Okay, audience.
Audience.
No giants.
It's not. We're just going to be like the guys on the wall. We're not going to believe them.
All right. Touch it and see if it's off. Dick. Yeah, anyway.
I feel like we just saw like into your brain, and it's terrifying.
just the whisper song playing over and over again.
Oh, it's terrifying me right now.
Whisper song is fucking great.
Whisper song's pretty good. So yeah, the Thens came in. The Thens, I don't remember being that huge in the book. Like, I don't remember them being.
Yeah, I thought those were giants.
They spent a lot of time introducing those guys. Like, yeah, that was weird. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, why are they spending so much time on this? Like, and there's a whole thing between him and Tormund where he's like, I hate Thens. And then like, they're like, oh, we hate you. And then they eat the dude. And it's like, yeah, that was odd. And like, I feel like we've already established the fact that Mance has a giant ass army. So I don't know why they're just like, oh, guess what? We got more peeps. Like,
More the merrier, I guess.
I guess. Yeah. It seems strange to me that they were spending all that time on that. Again, it goes back to weird stuff. They're spending a lot of time on weird shit. Yeah.
I thought the Thens looked really cool, though.
They looked badass. Yeah. Like, they looked intimidating. Like, and it's funny because I knew the second they walked in, they ate people.
They do look like they do, don't they?
They look like they eat people. Yeah. Like, and when he's like, we were hunting, I'm like, there's a person in that bag. There's a goddamn person in that bag. And like, they showed it to reveal, and I'm like, yes, we've established that they eat. In my mind, we'd established clearly already that they're cannibals.
They probably did the costume design first, and they're like, wow, these guys look like they eat people.
It's just like, we have to make
them eat people. We really ought to make them eat some people.
Originally, it was just a chicken, and they CGI'd into an arm.
Speaking of chickens.
No, it was an actual crow. It was an actual crow.
Yeah.
Like, they were eating crow, and they're just like, whoa, oh, shit, these guys look like they eat people. Let's make it into an arm.
Yeah, might as well. Chickens, very important this episode.
Was there chickens in this episode?
There were so many chickens.
Right. Yes, that is true.
The best.
So do you want to talk about Tyrion and Shay?
Yeah, we can talk about that.
That was, yeah.
Well, until we really get into spoilers, there's not a lot, like,
I
got to say about that scene. Shay's being kind of a whiner.
In the book, she's not like that. She is a little bit, but she's not like that. Yeah. Like, in the book, she's such a better, like, and, it just makes me kind of mad, honestly. Yeah, that was just weird. Like, she's getting, and again, it goes back to that thing where people are getting mad at people for things they have no control over. It's just like,
yeah.
It's like, how dare you, like, get married to this 17-year-old girl that you didn't want to get married to in the first place and you're very unhappy about.
Yeah, for sure. But as we'll get into a bit, like, I'm starting to question Shay's motivations, basically. Like, what she's doing and why.
Yeah.
All that stuff.
Yeah, that was weird. It was just like in that scene, and like so overly sexual, and like they haven't really shown a lot of the shit that, because there's this whole thing in the book from, and I guess they're not going to do it, obviously, because it took place before. But there's this whole thing where they were meeting up in like secret, and Varys was helping them.
Yeah, with that. That was in the earlier seasons. Where that
was it in the show?
Yeah, where the brown lady
did
got
show
the
that?
Crap kicked out of her. Remember, there was a prostitute. Remember. That Tyrion was pretending to see.
No. In reality, though, like they show, but yeah, there's a whole thing with Shay. Like Shay and Tyrion continued to have like have crazy hookups like long after, but it did stop once he got married. Like that was the whole thing. Like he's like, no, I'm married now, because you know, yeah. And I don't know. It just makes me mad the way they're doing it with this character. It's just like they're making her so unlikable.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I think there's a purpose for that. I won't say any further about it, but
yeah, I don't like it because, and we'll get into it in spoiler territory. But there's a reason, very specific reason I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think. Is there anything else we want to talk about before we get into the last scene?
Let me see here. Nothing.
Missing anything else?
Not that I can really think.
We didn't. We talked about the flower scene with Dario and Daenerys before.
Yeah, we didn't really get much into it. Where Grey Worm and Dario are chilling with their swords, whipping their swords out by themselves.
Whipping their swords out, and I like the idea that that Grey Worm has got a thing for her.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just like, but he's got. If you don't know anything about the Unsullied, they don't have any. They're castrated.
Yeah.
That's part of their training. They didn't get into it.
Grapes.
The whole the training of those guys is insane. It's when they describe it in the book, it's ridiculous.
You don't want to be one of those guys.
No, you really don't.
No fun.
Yeah, I thought it was good. I like the new guy better than the old guy, because the old guy was just really not that good.
Mm-hmm.
The new sexy Jim.
Yeah, he's a little bit cooler.
He's a little bit more charismatic. You kind of get it a little bit. Like, you get it. Like, the old guy was just like, the old guy was just like standing there and he's like, I am hot. And you're like, I guess.
I'm
like,
into it, Mada. Hey, come hang out with me, crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty much what it was. And, like, the whole thing in the book is that, and I don't want to go into details on it because it's mildly spoilery. Like, she's supposed to be, like, just head over her heels kind of in lust with this dude.
Yeah.
Like, and in the show, it never really made sense because he wasn't really all that appealing. And you're just like, why? Like,
yeah, she's got to be, like, leaving a snail trail everywhere around that guy.
That's the whole thing. It's like, she's, like, this dude is, like, he's supposed to be the bad boy that you're not supposed to go after. But, like... And I'm glad they finally got a character, an actor who's going to actually kind of do that.
Mm-hmm.
They're making him smarter than he is in the book,
yeah,
too. Because like the whole thing with the strategy thing at the end, that's not something Dario ever would have come up with in the book. Dario would have been like, sup,
I should go in and kill them all because I'm the master of badass.
Yeah, he would have been like Dario is like the way they introduce him with the whole gambling thing. That's Dario, like that's him. He's just fucking. He's irresponsible as a motherfucker. The idea that he'd be like strategic like that, not Dario. Like Dario is not that dude. I did like it though. I thought it was a good scene,
mm-hmm.
And it gave Daenerys something to do. And then the whole slave signpost thing was kind of cool.
Yeah, that was pretty neat. She's gonna get real mad about that.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe great. maybe too mad.
We can see her get pissy about more slaves.
Yeah.
Because that's not a storyline we've done three times now.
Daenerys Abraham Lincoln.
Freer of slaves.
Right.
All right, so we should get into the last scene because we're running up against our
hour. The best scene.
Okay, so the longest scene in the show, and I love the fact they spent so much time on this because this is a very important scene. In the show. In the book, it's really not because Arya killed the dude in the book way earlier.
Yeah.
In the book, this is not her first kill.
No.
This is her favorite kill, but it's not her first kill.
Mm-hmm.
So that was interesting. I love the way that they play it. Like, it's really like it is the scene from like friggin' from Inglourious Bastards. It's just like it's straight out of that, where it's just two dudes sitting there and you just know they're both gonna kill each other eventually. Like,
oh yeah.
Like, shit's just gonna go down. Like the scene with the French guy, and it's just or the basement scene. Both of those scenes. And you just sit there watching the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
The Hound is awesome. He's just so awesome. He's such a big bag of awesome.
Sandor Clegane,
Sandor Clegane is such a big bag of awesome.
Pretty.
I love that line he has about naming your swords.
Lots of people name their swords. Lots of cunts.
It makes me giggle so many times because it's just like, that's exactly what this dude thinks. He's like, I don't need to name my sword. I just kill people with it. Like,
I like the escalating chickens that comes later.
Yeah, the escalating, yeah. Just like, if you keep talking, I'm busy. It's like, yeah, he's playing like Price is Right against the dude.
Chicken in the whole place.
He's playing Price is Right with like blood and chickens. That's just right.
You willing to die over some chicken? Somebody is. Fucking sick.
He's such a badass.
Well, Arya is quite a badass herself. She saw that dude with her sword and she said, no.
Yeah,
I love how she just ran right the fuck in there, and the Hound had to chase after.
That's the second time she's done that too. I just love their relationship because it's just, you know, like that's what I love is like there was a scene last season too where it's just like where she just went off half cocked and he's like, oh, we're gonna kill all these guys, because you know he would just do it. He'd be okay, let's fucking do this. Let's
she's the loose cannon. That's what's kind of funny about
when they're sitting in the bushes and their heads are poking through and they're just like. And they're talking. He's just like, I don't feel like killing five guys today on an empty stomach. Like, four guys maybe, but like,
yeah.
I'm too hungry for five.
What?
Yeah, that was just. It was great. The dialogue was popping. Like the way it was just. I felt so bad for that poor innkeeper. Just like, and you get a sense of like what the world is like now that the war is ostensibly over,
mm-hmm.
and this idea that look, shit's not going to get nice. Like, it's not like now that the war. There's this. Idea that because the war was going on that Westeros is kind of a horrible place to be. It's always kind of a horrible place to be.
Oh yeah, if you're not well, even if you are super rich, but if you're poor, it's especially bad.
Yeah, and I love that they did that with these guys, and I like that they do that, and because they did it in the books, which was that there was the Bannermen that were Robb's men that were assholes too,
mm-hmm.
and the idea that no matter who your guy fights for, even if it's the good guy. They're probably jerks. Like, they're probably monsters.
Well, Roose Bolton was one of Robb Stark's bannermen.
Yeah, but even like...
He's a real cool dude.
Yeah, he's a real winner. him and his son. Oh, God, his son. Ramsay. I love that scene. I love the scene. I watched it twice, actually. I watched the scene of them just sitting there with the thing and the chickens and the chickens getting more and like... It's just so good. And then the way they do it with her, and then she kills him, and then she just reenacts it perfectly, and then right at the last moment, you go, oh, shit, I know who this chick is. it's just great. And the way that they walk out, she's on her little pony, and they're all triumphant.
I liked that they couldn't quite reenact the exact scene from that place because it was a different character in the book. It was that torturer dude from the Tickler from Harrenhal. But, you know, he got owned in Harrenhal. So.
Yeah. Book talk, they changed a lot of stuff with how Harrenhal went down.
Mm-hmm.
In the book, Jaqen is important, but he doesn't do all – in the show, he does all the work.
Yeah.
In the book, he does some of it, and he's necessary. But Arya kills a lot of people on the way out.
All by herself. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, she kills a lot of people, and that's her first kill. But that happened, like, a long time ago in Showtime.
Mm-hmm.
And the Tickler is alive, and so yeah, they rejiggered quite a bit of that. So, and they're kind of tying up the loose ends on that, which is nice. She got her sword back. She got a little She got a little
to repeat
pony,
a thing all... to a person. Wasn't the exact thing from the books, but it was a repeated line of questioning from earlier, which was great. I thought that was a really, really good line.
Arya, it's great with Arya, because Arya's a funny character, because in a way, she's also fuck the king is my favorite line. So,
fuck the king. fuck monarchy, acquire chickens.
Is that your version of fuck bitches make money?
Yeah, I saw it on the internet. I can't take credit for that.
You can't take credit for that.
Not a creative bone in my body.
Not a creative one. You're more like Reddit. You're a repository of creativity.
That's true. Other people's creativity.
Arya, if you look at Arya as a character, because we root for Arya, but if you really just looked at Arya, if you weren't rooting for her, she's a psycho. Like, she is nuts.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. She has a very casual attitude towards murder.
And she, like, sits there and she, like, recites the names of all the people she's going to kill. And she's like, oh, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you. And, like, she delights in it. Like, and you really see that delight when she, like, kills the guy. She's like, yeah, this is fun. Just a spectacular way to end the episode.
For sure. Was that the closing scene?
That was the closing scene.
There wasn't any more after that. Yeah, because it was them running off.
Them running off into the sunset.
And the hound has a chicken.
That's right. The hound has a chicken.
It was great.
he's licking his fingers.
Yeah,
he's
got a chicken leg and he's eating it on his horse. And Arya got her own pony.
Her own little white pony.
She wanted a pony. And she got a pony. Great.
Yeah, it's a really good episode. Really good opening to the season. Let's get into spoilers, though. I really want to talk spoilers.
Okay.
Because I feel like we got a lot of spoilers to talk about. So you ready for spoilers? All right, let's do a big spoiler thing. So as I say with our spoilers, so we feel the need to spoil pretty much everything. So if you haven't read all the books, tread lightly is what I'll say.
Turn the podcast up.
We probably won't get into shit from the really later books. Mostly it'll be from the end of this book, but still there is the threat that we could talk about other shit.
Could be.
All right. So anyone who's still listening past this point, thank you for listening, by the way, if you're still listening. If anyone's still listening past this point, full spoiler ahead, you've been warned. We've given you time. There's been enough time to fumble around in your pockets.
Yep. You've been fairly warned. Things are about to get stinky.
Yeah, things are about to get some spoilers up in
spoiler
this piece.
Stank on everything.
Okay. So what do we want to talk about first?
Well, basically, like, the thing I was fucking fumbling like shit over earlier was the Tyrion and Shay scene.
Which takes on an entirely different meaning if you've read the book.
Exactly, yeah, yeah. Because she's being a real twat nugget and getting up in Tyrion's face about her being married to him being married to a little girl that he doesn't want to be married to. And it's like, okay. Like, Shay apparently really wants that Tyrion dick super bad in that scene. Like,
the scene, okay, so again, spoiler alert,
they've been warned.
They've been warned enough. It's not my fault at this point.
Take no responsibility.
The scene where Tyrion finds her in his dad's bed
is
supposed to be a gut punch.
Yeah.
Like, you're supposed to believe that this is the only woman he's ever going to love.
Well,
like,
after,
the only woman he's ever
Tisha.
After his wife. This is the only, like, you need to believe this. And, like, the fact that they're making her such a bitch is like, what are you doing?
Not even are they making her such a bitch, they're making her a really bad spy. Like, if she is a spy, she's doing it very poorly because she's being super heat.
Yeah, and like that's the other part. She's supposed to be good at this. Like, she's supposed to trick him incompletely. Mm-hmm. She's not doing it.
No. Well, maybe she's tricking him, but she's not tricking us.
Yeah. No. It's
and not because like we know that, but I think just a casual viewer of the show who hadn't read the books farther than where the show is now would see that scene and be like, Shay's probably gonna fucking stab this dude in the back.
Yeah, but I don't. Okay, they won't make the connection to Tywin. There's no way.
Not to Tywin. They'll make the connection back to Tywin. But like you might get the feeling that something is up. If you see that show.
But they're throwing it off too because they're trying to throw like they threw that spy in there for Cersei.
Oh yeah.
To try and distract from that. So the idea of being like, oh, she's being spied on. They're gonna get. So I think that was meant to be distraction. So you're meant to be like, oh, she's gonna get found out. Mm-hmm. But in reality, she's fucking the old man.
That's right. Get some of that daddy dick.
Get some of the daddy dick. Wearing his goddamn necklace.
Yeah.
Which is the best death ever.
Hers?
Strangling
or
his? The hands of the king necklace.
Oh, yeah.
Strangling her with the
strangling. Pretty brutal. That's going to be a real brutal scene when that happens.
Oh, I hope her eyes bug out. Not because I want to see it, just because I think that would be a new thing on HBO I'd never seen before.
I think we'll see it next episode.
You think so?
You're going to see some eyes bugging out.
Maybe.
I'm almost entirely sure.
Real? Oh, what's happening next episode?
Fucking wedding.
You think they're going to get that quickly?
Oh, I think so. Like,
you do?
Yeah, everybody's in town for it now. Why wouldn't it be like...
Well, I just finished the 9th season of How I Met Your Mother, so I realized that a wedding can stretch out for an entire season.
You watched 9 seasons of that, huh?
I did. That ending was terrible. Yeah, so I've learned that a wedding can be stretched out for 22 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Not good episodes, but it can be done. I don't think they're going to get to it that early.
Okay.
I really feel like they're going to make that the season finale.
They got a lot. What? No way.
I feel like
there's a lot more to that book than that. That
I know they're
like 3/4 of the way through Storm.
Okay, here's why I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Littlefinger's not even back yet.
No.
Nowhere to be found. He needs to be there.
That is true. Yeah, and he hasn't been. Well, I'm sure he's around. He just hasn't.
He hasn't been on the show in a while.
Yeah.
He needs to be there.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think they're going to kill Joffrey that quickly. I don't think they're going to do it. Why would you?
Why would you?
Like,
I don't know. I actually thought they were going to open with that. Honestly, I thought that episode was leading up to the Purple Wedding.
I think it's going to be a whole episode. I think it's going to be
Sansa's
a full fucking episode.
Sansa's got the necklace, which we didn't talk about in non-spoilers.
That was because there's no way we can talk about that without spoilers.
Yeah, that's
because
true.
Otherwise, it's like she just got a necklace. If we say anything about it in the non-spoilers
section,
Sansa
found a necklace on the beach.
Sansa found a cursed necklace that's going to kill Joffrey.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was interesting. I don't think they're going to do it that quickly. I don't think they'll do it in episode 2.
Okay.
I don't. I really don't. Maybe, because it's 10 episodes. Maybe 5.
Maybe 5.
Maybe. But, like, we got to think, what's the real aftermath of Joffrey's death that we have to do? Sansa's got to go away. That can be done in, like, 45 seconds.
No, but see, no, like, half the season revolves around fucking Joffrey's death.
But I bet they
Tyrion
I bet
gets
they
thrown in prison
the next season.
He gets blamed for it.
I bet they offload that the next season. I bet they offload.
No
a
way!
Shit
this is the rest
season.
Of Storm of Swords. That's what this season is. Then
you're probably
Feast,
right.
Feast of Crows and Dance of Dragons.
You're probably right.
Right,
but I just have a feeling that they're not going to do it that quickly, and they maybe do episode 5. You remember last? It's funny because last time we did this show, we were predicting what happened at the end of this season.
Yeah, at the end of this season, I predicted it would be the end of last season.
Both
were going to be in it.
Yeah, we thought the season finale was going to be the Purple Wedding.
Yeah, exactly.
But that didn't end up – the season finale was the Red Wedding, so that didn't end up happening. That's why I think they're going to keep it a little
bit. No, it was episode 9 that was the Purple
Wedding. Oh, sorry. It's always episode
9. Or the Red Wedding,
right.
Yeah.
Episode 9.
Episode 9 is
that's
the one where shit goes bad.
No. You know what they're going to do episode 9?
Mm.
Episode 9 is when they're going to do the Hound battle against Oberyn.
You mean the Mountain?
Through the Mountain.
But,
yeah, sorry.
But that doesn't even make any sense because – well, I guess – yeah, that has to be closer to the end, but Tyrion needs to be put in prison like –
yeah, that's what I'm saying. But that's when you were, when I was saying before, what's the aftermath? What needs to happen? That needs to happen. I forgot
the
about
trial,
that. That was
the
reason why.
Yeah.
And I think that'll be episode 9.
And then Tywin getting owned. Like,
and then Tywin getting owned.
A lot of shit happens as a result of the Purple Wedding.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be sooner than later. Probably
so
before episode 5.
I'm saying episode 5. Episode 5 or 6. So
we
you got 5.
Put on this.
We got 5. So 5 and then 6 is – so the end of 5 will be Joffrey eating it.
Okay.
Literally. 6 will be the aftermath, of the immediate aftermath of that. 7 will be Tyrion in jail. Yeah, that's too many. I don't think they can stretch it out that far, to be honest.
Because
You can't put Tyrion on the bench that long.
Well, I guess we had Ned in prison for a whole fucking most of a season.
Like 3 episodes.
Maybe
even 2.
Yeah.
I think they're going to do it later. I think there'll be 7, maybe 5, 6, or 7. I don't think it's going to be early. I don't at all. I don't think they have any interest in killing Joffrey at this point. I think we're going to have a lot of more hints at it. I loved how much they were talking about the wedding. Because if you've read the book, you're just sitting there going, oh, shit.
When are we going to get to the fireworks factory?
Oh, so many Poochie references. I don't think they're going to do it that early. I think they're going to wait. Because I'm trying to think what else they need to do with this. Because I know for a fact what the last moment of the season is going to be.
Which is?
Lady Stoneheart.
Oh, yeah. That's probably true.
Lady Stoneheart's going to be the last.
Because it's the last.
It's going to be the last moment of the... Unless they do another fucking Daenerys thing, which is bullshit. Because Daenerys is not even in the goddamn books at that
moment. Daenerys gets to Meereen. Wow. Oh, look. It's fucking nothing.
Like, that's... Lady Stoneheart has to be the last moment. Yeah. And I mean, if you remember, I wanted Lady Stoneheart to be the last moment of this season, the last season.
That's because we were doing a book a season.
Yeah.
Like, before everything got fucked. And, like, oh, we need to make it into more seasons because George R. R. Martin is the laziest fuck in the world.
No, he's not lazy. He just doesn't want to do this. He just wants to do fucking Dunkin' Egg and what the friggin' princess
or whatever
it is. He
wants to eat suckling pig off of the spit in Costa Rica. That's all he wants to do. Because if you look at his blog, it's just pictures of him eating pigs in places. Fat fuck. We should have him on the show. I want to yell at him.
What if we got him on the show? He's just like, hi, I love the show. I'm happy to be here. It's like, fuck you.
Hey, fuck you, dude. Get back to work. Get off the show.
All right. So what other spoiler shit were we going to talk about? There was something else that we'd mentioned, spoiler E, that we were going to touch on. Now it's fucking so trying to fuck now. I can't remember what the other thing we were gonna talk about that was spoiler. So we got the purple wedding.
Yeah,
that's gonna happen. Mm-hmm. You think it's gonna be early? There's no
way
it'll
be earlier than later. Like season 5 or episode 5 is probably a good guess, but
I'm actually leaning now towards 6 or 7. I'm thinking 6 or 7.
But that's really the whole crux of the season. Like that's where all the drama of everything comes from. But
if they did it in episode 5, mm-hmm. that would blow people's minds.
It would.
Because they would be in the middle of the season. No one would see that coming.
Yeah.
We need to see from Stannis. We need to find out what's going on there. We haven't seen him. They're probably going to check in on Bran.
Maybe.
Bran and his fucking vision quest.
Yep. I'm going up into the woods for some reason.
Three-eyed crow, motherfucker.
I find that thing.
Yeah. Shit. What other spoiler? There was something else spoiler that I wanted to fucking talk about. Shit, I can't remember now.
Nope.
This is going to bother. Right.
Got it.
When do you think they're going to deal with the Hound?
Deal with the Hound? Oh, what do you mean? When, like, when Arya brains him and runs away?
Yeah, leaves him for dead.
I don't know. I honestly don't know because I don't know where in the timeline of the...
Do you think...
Probably soon.
They've established such... I think they're going to stretch that out again. They've established such a wonderful relationship between the two of them.
Yeah, that's what they did in the book. And then Arya was like, okay, fuck this. And then just...
Dude, he was injured. That's the whole thing. He was injured, and then like she's like, fuck this guy.
Yeah.
But I think it'll be later. Mm-hmm. This is making me mad now. I can't... It's like... there's so much shit we could talk about, but like I don't want to get too far ahead.
It's true.
You know what I'm saying? Like the big thing is obviously Joffrey's wedding. Like that's going to be... That's going to be amazing.
It's going to be pretty sweet.
It's going to be so good. Like, so let's think, what has to happen before that happens? So Littlefinger has to come back.
Mm-hmm. We need to see him.
We need to see him at least once. At least once.
Yeah.
Sansa's
got the necklace, so that's
done. Sansa's already got the necklace, so that's taken care of.
She already met Ser Dantos.
She met Ser Dantos. So that's good. Yep, that happened. Poor Ser Dantos.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not looking forward to that scene.
What happens to him again? I fucking can't.
Doesn't he? Littlefinger kills the shit out of him.
Oh, yeah,
he?
That's right. Because Ser Dantos fucking leads Sansa to the boat, and he's like, well,
yeah,
can't
and
let
then
anybody know
like,
this.
Oh, good job.
Yeah. Littlefinger pulls a Glock out of his fucking dress and shoots him.
This is how we conclude business in my hood.
Yeah. Mayor Carchetti shoots him in the face.
Oh, hey, wait, that's a fucking spoiler right there.
What? Mayor Carcay didn't shoot anybody? Oh,
no, but he was mayor because there was an entire season about his mayoral race.
Whatever. They've had
Councilman Carcetti shoots a dude in the face.
You're not allowed to listen to this podcast if you haven't seen The Wire.
Mayor Hopeful Carcetti.
Yeah, that's right.
Shoots a man in the face. Governor Carcetti. Did I just say that? Oops.
Incumbent Carcetti.
Yeah, so that's got to happen. So, yeah, I think episode 5. Episode 5 will be when they do that. If they pull that trigger, it's going to be when they do it.
Mm-hmm. Perhaps.
Is there anything else you want to say as far as spoilers go?
Oh, fucking no.
When do you... Okay. Oh, we just forgot the biggest thing, didn't we?
What's that?
The Battle of the Wall.
Yeah.
That's going to be episode 9.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That probably will be episode 9.
That'll be episode 9. They'll save that for episode 9.
Stupid Romeo and Juliet bit.
Oh, of course. And it's the friggin' like, I'm dead now. And he's like, no!
I shot my woman in the chest, I did.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. If Jon Snow just, like, is he, like, as she dies, if he just looks up at this guy and goes, no!
They'd be ripping off a terrible film.
That'd be the greatest moment in Game of Thrones history if that actually happens.
Okay.
I would enjoy
New rule for the podcast. Don't make any references to the Star Wars prequels. I'm guilty, too, because I said Misa Jar Jar Binks when you said Misa.
I think everyone said Misa Jar Jar Binks at some point.
Misa Jar Jar.
Yeah, I made a Burning Man reference. I at least went, like, fucking old school on that.
Ugh.
Yeah, that's going to be good. I hope they don't spend all that money on the goddamn dragons and then can't deliver on the goddamn wall battle, because that wall battle, as described in the books, is crazy.
Pretty cool.
Like, there's fire and, like, giants.
Explosions.
Like, explosions out the ass and, like...
It's surprising me that Game of Thrones does have budget limitations, because it's like the biggest thing in the fucking world right now.
But if you look at it, it doesn't surprise me at all. It's just like, yeah, it's got budget limitations. Its budget limitations are out the ass, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
So yeah, that'll be episode 9. So they do that in episode 9. So they build up to that. So yeah, maybe they will do the Purple Wedding earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So episode 5, I think my first guess of episode 5 might have been correct.
Maybe. We got a lot of ground to cover in this show so far.
Like, okay, so what else do we have to cover, though? So I'm trying to think now. Like,
well, there's that. There's Sansa's escaping to the Vale.
Again,
there's some
Vale
stuff.
I don't think they'll do that much. Oh, was that in Feast for Crows?
Most of it was in Feast for Crows, but I think there was some Vale things. Like, yeah. Isn't Littlefinger chucking Lysa down the fucking Moondoor in Storm of Swords?
Was that Storm of Swords or was that Feast for Crows?
You know what?
Whoever's listening right now, tell us whether or not.
I'm just going to fucking look it up.
That would, yeah.
I got a computer
right
in front of me.
That would be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
If they end with that. That's too much, though, dude. Oh, I'm just trying to think.
Yeah, no, that's Storm of Swords.
That's Storm of Swords?
Yeah.
So they had the whole scene where she's pretending to be his daughter and everything, like, and his whole marriage and that fucking weirdness.
No, that's not going to be this season, because he doesn't pretend to be, Sansa doesn't pretend to be anybody but Sansa until after Lysa Tully is killed.
No, she does.
She does.
Because...
Lysa Tully knows what her fucking niece looks like.
Right, sorry. Yeah, but he gets married to her, because he has to be married to her before he kills her.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he won't become Lord of the Vale.
Well, yeah, but he takes Sansa Stark to the Vale as, like, Elaine or
as
whatever.
As his bastard.
But he tells Lysa who she is.
Yeah. And then chucks her out of
fucking window. Yeah.
At the fucking trap door.
Yeah, so, like, we got a lot of shit to go through.
What's the point of having a trap door, honestly? Like, you know someone's going through that, goddamn.
Probably you.
At a certain point, if you install a trap door on a mountain, you know you're going down that goddamn... You're going to get drunk one night and just stumble around.
Yeah. If you've ever fallen down your stairs, you'll probably fall out of a trap.
The Vale is a place you do not want to ever get drunk, because you just fall for days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess we do have a lot of shit to cover.
Sure do.
I'm looking forward to the Purple Wedding.
It's going
to
be great, and it's going
to
be
soon. If they nail it the same way they nailed the Red Wedding, I was talking to a chick. I this chick in my life, and I was talking to her. And she's a huge Game of Thrones fan.
Mm-hmm. Is she gonna be listening to this?
She won't be listening to this part because she's a show only. She's not.
Oh, listening. Okay. I was gonna say Ben has hepatitis. Look out for that.
I do have hepatitis, but that's beside the point.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it's in the point, but still, that was a penis joke.
I got it.
Wait for it. And the audience stopped listening.
Yeah. When did they start?
Yeah. This is the thing that I love about the thing with the Game of Thrones audience is actually really great. As far as us book readers go, mm-hmm. we're a good bunch for not spoiling shit.
I'll try not to.
Like, think about it, like that Red Wedding. The fact that we kept that under wraps is pretty remarkable.
Yeah, well, we didn't keep it under wraps very well because we were just like, oh, something's going to happen. Oh, man, you guys.
Dude, the amount of shit that happened, like the amount of like shock and like people like losing their minds when that happened, like nobody saw that. Nobody who didn't know saw
that. Yeah, I watched a lot of reaction videos to that. That was fun.
I had my ex-girlfriend, we was watching it at the time, and she had no idea. It was like tantric. It was like I was sitting there waiting. Just every time Rob was on screen, I was like, yes.
Woo.
Yes.
It's happening.
This is going to be good when she finally finds out.
It's happening. GIF.
And then baby fucking salad as we
baby salad, yeah.
Baby salad.
Chop, chop, chop.
choppity choppity. They prison shanked a baby on an HBO television show that millions of people watch. It's such a weird concept to imagine that. It's so weird that this show is like the most popular show on television. Like, could you imagine a world like 10 years ago where like the geekiest book ever is like now the biggest show on television?
Yeah, no, it's a pretty strange thing to happen. It's great.
I'm seeing Winter Soldier tomorrow, and I'm super excited about that. That's breaking all kinds of box office records.
Yeah, I heard that was good. I haven't gone and seen a Marvel movie in a long time, but...
Really?
Yeah, I'll watch it when it comes out.
Like Avengers? Is that the last one?
Yes, yeah. The Avengers was the last one I went and saw.
I feel like a lot of people, Avengers is the last one.
Well, it's just oversaturation, right? Like,
I mean, they don't put that many out. They put out like 1-2 a year.
I would say, yeah, 2 or 3 a year.
2 a year, I think, is the maximum. Because, like, what was last year? Last year was Iron Man and Thor,
it was
right?
Thor 2 and Iron Man 3.
I never saw Thor 2, actually. I was not a fan of the original Thor.
It was a fun movie. It wasn't the best thing ever. It's pretty good.
The first Thor was my weakest of the Marvel movies, except for Iron Man 2, which is just, we don't talk about that. of the actual, like, straightforward, I mean, obviously, like, the Spider-Man 3 debacle, but, like.
That's not a Marvel movie. No,
it's not technically. It's Marvel property, but it's not Marvel Studios.
Exactly.
Yeah, I still haven't seen the new Thor. I heard good things. I heard it was good.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. It's like there's so much of it. And one weekend, they'll get bored of video games and like want to watch a couple movies, and I'll probably toss them on. But
yeah, what are you playing right now?
What am I playing right now? I got my girlfriend into Defense of the Ancients 2, Dota 2, if there's any nerds listening. So,
this is a Game of Thrones podcast. This is the spoiler section for a Game of Thrones podcast. I feel there may be a couple nerds listening.
I tell you. Like, yeah, sure. Like, there's nerds listening, but like, are they my kind of nerd? I don't know. I don't know if they're playing any hardcore PC games, you know?
If they're enjoying this, then they're hardcore PC nerds.
Okay, hopefully.
I've never played Dota because I own a Mac.
Ah.
Yeah. Because fuck me.
Yeah, you can't play anything because you're on.
I can play Civilization 5, which is pretty much all I play.
Wowee!
I love that game. Don't even salt
me. It's pretty good, I guess. I'm bad at it because I'm stupid. Like that's
I'm good at it because I'm good at it because I'm obsessive compulsive. I'm just like when I play that game, it's just like I'll sit there for hours, like 4.5 hours of just another turn, just another turn. Just so I'll play for like 3.5 hours. I'm all right. I'm done, and I'll be like 4.5 hours. Like oh, I can do one more turn. 4.5 hours later, it's like. Damn it, what has happened to my life?
Yeah, well, it's the same thing with Dota with me. I'll just go just another match, and each match is 45 minutes long.
Oh.
So that eats up your night pretty good.
See, for me, the 45-minute match would be enough to get me off of it. I think that'd be better for me. The problem with Civ is that the individual turns are like 3.5 minutes.
Yeah, not a lot.
So there's never a point in your life where you're like, oh, I don't have enough time for one more. Yeah, oh, I can do one more. Mm-hmm. Oh, I can do one more. Oh, I can do one more. It's 9.
You know what you would like if you like Civ 5? You should download Crusader Kings 2 and get the Game of Thrones mod on there.
Fucking A.
It's like the best Game of Thrones game that currently exists. It's really? Just like Civ.
Well, that's not much competition because the actual Game of Thrones game was bullshit.
That was no good at all.
I never played it, but I heard enough about it.
Crusader Kings is like a strategy game kind of in the vein of Civilization, and it's all Westeros if you download that mod.
They're making the Game of Thrones game. The Telltale guys are making.
Yes, they are.
That's
gonna
be weird.
That's
gonna be
cool.
Interesting. I don't know how that's gonna work.
I don't know. It really depends on like the story, because it's a Telltale game. Like, are they just gonna do some stuff from the book they didn't have time to throw in the show? Or are you gonna do stuff in the show? I don't know what's gonna be going on.
No matter what you do in the Game of Thrones Telltale game, everyone.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just like
Ned
man,
will remember
I thought
that.
So. I thought so, yeah. Ned will remember that. I think that should be the title.
Why not?
Ned will remember that, and then no one will get it. I love titles that come so late in the episode, and it's like so behind spoiler walls, like no one's going to fucking get it.
Spoiler walls.
I just borrowed Arkham Origins from a friend. I'm gonna rip through that in like 2 days. That's what my plan is.
Right on.
So I'm going to rip through that and then give it back to him. That's what I like to do. I like to do these games that I can just rip through and then just rip through them and then just be back to my life. Like just, you know, I'm that kind of gamer.
Right.
The only game, I don't have a monogamous gamer. The only one I have is Civ. That's the only game that I play with regularity. Mm-hmm. But everything else is just these wild.
Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
That's what I do. Honestly, I'm telling you, if I could play a game, like I played the new Tomb Raider game like a year ago. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I got through that in like 18 hours. It was. I was so happy.
It's a good game.
That's all I want. Yeah. That's all I want is just fucking get through it really quick. Really quick. Mm-hmm. I love it so much.
I can
much.
Rarely do that anymore. So I like things that I can do in like an hour or two installed.
That's what I mean. That's what I love about it. Like, I don't have that much free time. So I want to see the whole. I like story in games. So I like to get to the whole thing. So it's like, you get these games. Like, I'm playing Dark Souls right now. You already know about this.
Yeah.
And that game is bullshit.
It's like, the funnest bullshit.
It's the funnest bullshit, but it's for a dude like me who doesn't have a lot of free time, mm-hmm. it's the single worst thing ever.
Yeah, because you need to actually dedicate some time to, quote-unquote, get good at it. Mm. So,
and, like, the thing is with me is, like, and we're going to wrap up because we're already going almost an hour and
sure.
a half. We're just talking about video games. We're not even talking about Game of Thrones at this point. But I feel like it's within our
Hey, guys, graphics. Game so of Thrones is pretty good this week. A lot of things happened. Yeah. A lot of things are going to happen.
Yeah. Anyone who's listening is probably into this conversation. Yeah. But,
did we introduce ourselves in this podcast?
We didn't. We never do.
All right.
We
can record that after.
We'll do that at the
jamming
beginning.
At the front.
So the thing with me and Dark Souls is like, I'm at a point right now where I'm at a campfire and I am at this bridge and there's these two towers on either side and there's this fucking giant minotaur in the middle.
Oh my God. And you're only at the Taurus demon.
I'm so early, and like, but the problem is, okay. I keep dying, and then it's like 15 minutes to get back there.
All right, here's some thrilling podcast shit. I'm going to tell you how to win now.
All right, I want to hear how to win because it's really pissing me off.
Okay, so you probably got like some kind of sword or a mace or something.
I have a mace at this point.
Yeah, the reinforced club.
I think so. I found it on top of a tower. I have to keep finding it every time I die.
What? No.
I have to get my souls back.
Oh yeah,
sorry.
Your souls. Yeah. But,
I keep forgetting. Okay. Dude, honestly, I played for like 8 hours.
All you got to do is go down to the behind some crates next to the first bonfire in New Londo Ruins. Not New Londo Ruins. You know, when you come up, there's like the three guys in the place, and you go up, there's a guy with a crossbow shooting at you, and there's a bonfire in a room right next to it.
The guy's throwing bombs at you?
Yeah, like just by that, there's a bonfire. Like,
yeah, that's the one I'm stuck at.
Yeah, okay. Well, if you go down the stairs and then to the left, if you break some boxes, there's a path down and a guy with a shop. If you buy...
Yeah, I've met him.
Yeah, buy gold pine resin off of him. It makes your weapon electric. And then up to the bridge, climb up the ladder that's right behind you when you go through the door.
Yeah, get up. I've been up to the top. Dude, that was actually the funniest moment was because I got up to the top of the tower. I'm like, I'm safe. And I'm like, I'm standing up there. I'm like, I'm safe. Minotaur just fucking jumps.
He jumps up there,
like, He jumps. I literally screamed like a little girl. Like,
what you got to do, you got to get up there faster. And then when he comes towards it, you walk off of the ledge and you do it.
And you just
plunge. You do the same thing you did with the Asylum Demon. And if you have like lightning on your weapon with the gold pine resin, you'll fucking like two-shot him.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
That sounds better than what I've been doing.
You want to hear a fun spoiler about Dark Souls?
Absolutely.
You know that Taurus demon that you're having some trouble with on the bridge?
He becomes like a normal gun.
Enemy later. Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard that like the big things you fight at the beginning are you're just like skeletons by the end.
Yeah, well, skeletons don't fuck around in that game, man. Don't fuck.
Oh, dude, skeletons! I was surprised by the skeletons. There was one part where I was in this graveyard, and like there were two of them.
Yeah.
20 minutes to kill both of them because I had to keep rolling. I had to keep fucking rolling out of the
you're
way.
You're not supposed to be
fucking...
there. That's what that means.
Really?
Yeah, if you're getting killed over and over by stuff, you're not supposed to be there.
Oh, because I was dedicated.
Yeah.
And then this giant skeleton was there and I'm like, oh no. And they just plunged me to the ground. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Giant ass fucking club.
Fucking Dark Souls, man.
So good.
Yeah. The problem is I can't get into the story because I die so much and I have to keep going back. To, like, the story is getting meted out at one bit every 4.5 hours.
Yeah, and there's hardly a story and there's a lot of story. That's the weird thing about Dark Souls.
Yeah. I like the opening cutscene. The opening cutscene was pretty metal.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to play the new one in just a week. A week.
Dark Souls 2.
Yeah, a week and a little bit. I can get it on my computer.
Eclectic Boogaloo.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. That is probably going to do it for this
probably.
Season 4, Episode 1 edition of Chasm of Thrones. It's good to be back, my man. It's good to be back.
Yeah, always good.
Always good. Always good to be rolling with the Game of Thrones.
Like to record stuff, like to say swears into a microphone. It's fun.
Talk about Dr. Phil.
Talk about Dr. Phil.
20-year-olds.
I hate that guy. God damn it.
Oh, I just love that we stumbled upon things that you just hate. We're just going to create a list.
Dr. Phil. Oh, there's a lot, man. By the end of this season, I'd say we can come up with a pretty comprehensive list of things I don't like.
That would be pretty good. We'd be a listener, just a thing, like a list of it, and we just keep adding to it like a wiki.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Gaz and the Thrones wiki.
It's just shit Kurt hates.
Source.
It's one page. It's not even the rest of the show. They don't give a shit about the rest of the show. It's just shit Kurt hates.
And they're just going to bombard my email with fucking Dr. Phil clips. That'd be great. I'd love to have a fan base that would fucking troll me to death. That'd be so
I wanted that forever, to be honest. I want fans who hate me. Like, I think that'd be
hilarious. I don't want them to hate me, but I want them to playfully annoy me.
Well, yeah, hate, like, love hate you. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
Who just loved fans who love to watch you be in misery. Like, but in a fun way, like you do with your buddies.
Exactly. Do you hear that, everybody who's listening to this? We want to be sad. Harass.
We just want to be fucking
on Twitter.
This is what we want to open up our things. Be like, oh, you. Yeah. Like, that's exactly what we want.
Totally.
Totally. All right. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Gasm of Thrones. We'll be back next week for season 4, episode 2. Because you can't get rid of us.
Nope.
So we'll plan to release them every Tuesday.
Tuesday.
I don't know about Tuesday night. Yeah, it's like I'm probably going to be honest when I finish getting this shit up. It's probably going to be like midnight. But yeah, that's about the earliest we can do it. Because I have a comedy show every Monday night. So and I have school, so it's just not going to fucking go.
I'm a line cook, Mondays. So I have no life.
That's right. So I don't know what that means, but I just feel sad for you.
You work a lot, basically. That's all I'm saying.
All right. So yeah, Tuesday's our day, mm-hmm. and it's pretty good. We're doing this about June. I remember the spoiler thing that I wanted to tell you.
All right.
And this is funny. This goes back to me trolling my lady. So she made a comment on Facebook. She was like, she said something. She said Valar Morghulis. And I'm like, you know, all men must die. So I made a joke on it. Like, does that mean all women are immortal? And she said, ask Catelyn Stark. And I literally bit my hand. I'm like, because every part of me wanted to scream, she's not dead.
A little bit.
She's not fucking dead. She's totally immortal.
She's dead-ish.
I know. And like, I literally, this is what I did. I took a screen cap of it,
mm-hmm.
of me saying that and her saying that. I put in a calendar note and I synced it up and I said to remind me when the finale happens. And I'm going to come back. You see that moment back there? You have no idea how much I wanted to say something right there.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, that'll dude, be that, satisfying. Yeah. It was everything I could do not to scream. Because of all the people she could have pulled out, all the women who have died on this show, she had to pick the one who comes back yeah. from the dead.
Pretty great. So I guess we should like plug our Twitters and get out of here.
Yeah, we should plug our Twitters and get the fuck out. And GTFO the tour. My name has been Ben. I am the host of the Brain Gasm Podcast and the co-host of Gasm of Thrones. You can follow me on Twitter at BrainGasmBen, and I would highly recommend you listen to this and the regular BrainGasm podcast, which comes out every Thursday. I do that show at Cheska. Been doing that for about 3 years now, so
pretty good.
We're getting pretty good at it. Yeah, you've been on it a couple times. Every one of your shows has been a highlight of me. I don't know about the audience, but I've enjoyed.
Yeah,
every
it's one. Fun. I say a lot of stuff.
He does. He says a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff and things.
And things about
and
things.
Mostly things. Yeah. Some stuff. We're going to start a new Greg the Bunny cast will be coming out. So we're going to have
that,
Greg the Bunny
2001.
Cast. Do they even have podcasts?
Probably not.
I think they might have. They might
I think
have.
Jimmy Pardo was,
like
one, was like one of the first
it was one
people
guy.
Doing it, and that was like 2004, 2005. Yep.
Yeah, but you know there was like nerds who were doing it way before that, and like now they're pissed.
Well, crazy
now
people have been recording radio programs for themselves since the 80s.
That's true.
Yeah.
But we just put it on the internet and pretend people listen to it. So we're not crazy.
We assume people are listening to it.
We don't even assume. We pretend. We just full on pretend. We're just like, no. Actually, the Game of Thrones episodes always get good. Always get good ratings.
Sick.
We always get numbers.
Ah.
That's right.
But yeah, my name's Kurt Hall. You can follow me on Twitter at Refreshy, RefreshY.
I don't know why. Whenever you start off, I always want to go RESPECT.
That's right, but that's not what it is or how
it's
spelled.
Not,
now everybody's confused. Yeah, follow me on Twitter. I currently have 93 followers.
Ooh, we can get you up to that. We can give you the Braingasm bump.
Braingasm bump.
Negative four.
I get 6 more. You're pretty good.
Negative 4. You get -4 followers when you put on our
Sick.
Show. You lose.
Oh,
followers
I lost
by being
I
on the show.
Just checked my Twitter. I lost a followers and started recording this episode.
It's it. We're very. We're the Braingasm bump is pretty good.
We're down to 92. Really
All right, we'll get you up to about.
Sick. Yeah, follow 60. Me on Twitter, or I'll fucking cut myself or something.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so listen to Braingasm, listen to this show. Thank you very much for listening. Go like us on Facebook. Currently, we have no plans to start our own podcast link and stuff like that, because frankly, I don't fucking have time. It's a lot of work, believe it or not.
I believe it. I don't know how to do websites.
Just the iTunes alone is like a 4-week process.
My God.
So by the time we even got close, the season will be
mostly done next year.
If the show, this is the thing. My plan has always been, if Gasm of Thrones takes off to the point where, like, you know, it's eclipsing Braingasm.
If we get that Hodor and Bran fan art that we want.
If we get that, you have no idea how happy I'll be. Like, I will dance. I'll tattoo that on.
It'd be super sick.
I'm not going to get a professional to do it. I will do it myself.
Nobody knows what we look like, probably.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's probably for the best.
We'll put our photos up on something or whatever.
What we need to do is we need to get together,
mm-hmm.
and we need to pose for it. We'll take a picture, and then we'll put it up, and then they can do
Might
it.
Might be easier just to hire an artist, really.
If only we knew a bunch of artists.
Probably do.
I do actually know a shit ton. Yeah. Including my co-host, but she's way too busy.
Buy him a sandwich for it. That's what artists
do. Buy him a sandwich. That's the going rate of an artist.
I think so. We'll draw you a picture.
I think they're called starving artists for a reason, Kurt.
Yeah, that's true, because they want a sandwich.
All right, we got to get out of here. What's our sign-off for this show? We should have a sign-off for this show.
Oh, yeah. Take it easy, everybody. Nuts.
Take it easy.
Nice and smooth.
Take it easy. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.